Amazon publishing could be the answer to some authors' prayers. Take, for example, Deborah Reed. Today, she's the author both of the best-selling thriller A Small Fortune, which she wrote under the pen name Audrey Braun, and the forthcoming literary novel Carry Yourself Back to Me. Both are published by Amazon, but a year ago, when she was pitching Carry Yourself Back to Me to traditional publishers, she was collecting rejection slips. Sensing that her agent was about to give up, Reed took matters into her own hands.
And so I went behind her back, and I entered it into the Amazon Breakthrough Novel Award contest. And I didn't win that contest, but Amazon Publishing's editors had access to the manuscripts. And they pulled Carry Yourself Back to Me out of the pile, and the editor contacted me about the possibility of publishing it.
Meanwhile, you and your husband had a funny dinner conversation that turned into a different project.
I had read an article in the New York Times about genre books weathering the recession pretty well. And so as a joke, my husband and I came up with this genre book, a mystery thriller. We just batted it back and forth over dinner one night, came up with this entire story. And it was just a joke. And the next day, though, I couldn't get the scenes out of my head. And so I put some down and just kept writing and writing. And within 4 months, I had this entire manuscript.
And you go to traditional publishers with that. What did they say to you?
All of them rejected it. One of them said that she read it cover to cover, couldn't put it down, but it was too much like one of the best-selling authors on their list, and she couldn't have us both competing for the same shelf space at Barnes & Noble. I ended up self-publishing A Small Fortune under a pen name of Audrey Braun as an ebook on Amazon's website, as well as a publish-on-demand paperback. And the book started selling like crazy as an ebook.
Now let's carry ourselves back to Carry Yourself Back to Me. You get an email from an editor at Amazon Encore, one of its publishing imprints, and he says, "I'm very impressed with your writing. Let's talk about publishing." And you said to him, "Well, that's great. Oh, and by the way,
I'm also Audrey Braun, who's written A Small Fortune, which is selling really well right now on Amazon." This was over email, and he immediately emailed back and said, I'm absolutely stunned because I have Audrey's book on my Kindle and was intending to get in touch with Audrey also about a book contract. So,
so next thing you know, you have a 3-book deal among Amazon, you, and Audrey, who is also you.
That's correct. That's correct.
Sales for A Small Fortune have been phenomenal. Give me the numbers.
It came in on the very first day. A Small Fortune hit the top 10 in ebooks, and it's remained in the top 20 in fiction, genre fiction, and mystery thrillers.
Some of this you can attribute to the quality of the manuscript, but there's a whole lot of other stuff going on. What's the other stuff that's going on? What has Amazon done for you?
They have the advantage of all of that advertising real estate online. They have the advantage of being in touch with all of their customers who have purchased mystery books before or other books that might be similar to mine. They have such an advantage when it comes to contacting readers. Basically one-on-one. I'm an Amazon customer, and I actually received an email about new mystery books coming out, and lo and behold, there was my own book in the email. So it's that sort of thing that does give them an edge.
You got spammed with an ad for you.
For myself, yeah. And, you know, they used my book in a Kindle ad on the front of Amazon.com. And don't forget, it's kind of a worldwide venture that's going on right now. My UK sales are also very good in the ebook at the moment.
Which personality is going to survive this? Is it going to be Audrey, the genre writer, or Deborah, the literary novelist?
Long term, I will just carry on both tracks.
Have you set aside in your household budget any money for therapy sessions to deal with your nascent case of multiple personality disorder?
I actually think that Audrey Braun has released Deborah Reed from a lot of her neurosis. She sort of has this no-nonsense, get-over-yourself attitude. She will sit down and she will get the work done, and she doesn't self-edit. She's not insecure or self-critical. She just writes, and she just has a ball.
Deborah, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Deborah Reed is the author of Carry Yourself Back to Me. She is also the author, as Audrey Braun, of A Small Fortune.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.